Welcome. We're embarking today on a deep dive into the world of reading, but we're approaching it through a particularly tech-focused lens this time.
It's an intriguing intersection, to be sure.
We're going to be considering how research and technology might be able to actually improve how we read and really understand information.
Indeed. And the core of our deep dive today is a research paper that was presented at UBCOM ISWC16.
Okay.
And for those maybe unfamiliar, that's a highly regarded computing conference, really known for being on the very edge of technology. So that should give you a sense of where this is going. We're not just talking about the next iteration of your typical e-reader here.
Exactly. This paper, it really digs into how technology can be used to not just track how much we read, but to actually improve the entire experience in a really meaningful way. But before we get into the specifics of this research, I think it's worth sort of taking a step back and considering a really fundamental question. In our modern world, which is just absolutely saturated with information, are we even reading as effectively as we could be?
That's such a crucial question to consider. And the researchers behind this paper, they argue that building solid reading habits is absolutely essential. And, it's not simply about managing the sheer volume of text that we encounter every single day.
Right.
They actually propose that active reading, it strengthens what we call higher order cognitive skills, things such as judgment, argumentation, and even, and this is really interesting, empathy.
Empathy. Now, that's a connection I wouldn't have necessarily made with reading. Can you unpack that a bit?
Absolutely. The researchers actually cite the philosopher Albert Schopenhauer, and he very astutely observed, and I'm going to quote him here, "Reading is thinking with someone else's head instead of one's own." And when we really deeply engage with the text, we're in a sense stepping into the author's perspective, inhabiting their thoughts, their feelings, their ideas. And arguably, this is even more pronounced when we immerse ourselves in fiction, right? We inhabit the character's inner worlds. And this act of truly taking on different perspectives, of thinking with someone else's head, as Schopenhauer put it, can be understood as a form of empathy development.
That's fascinating. And this is where things get, I think, particularly interesting. To actually study these reading habits in a really quantifiable, measurable way, the researchers, they went ahead and developed what they call the wordometer.
Yes.
Now, when you hear wordometer, you might be picturing some sort of, clunky, futuristic-looking device.
Yeah.
But it's actually built using technology that's already out there.
It is. They use smart eyewear, and specifically they used these Jin's meme glasses, which are commercially available to track eye movement during the reading process.
So to be clear, we're talking about glasses that can actually record how your eyes are moving across the page as you're reading.
That's right.
So how does that translate into understanding how well someone is actually comprehending what they're reading?
Well, it might surprise some people to know that there's a really robust science behind eye movements during reading.
Mm.
Our eyes, we might imagine kind of glide smoothly across the page, but it doesn't actually work that way. We actually make these very rapid jumps. These are called saccades, and those are interspersed with these brief pauses, which are called fixations.
Okay.
And the wordometer that they developed very carefully tracks these movements. And from that tracking, we can glean a lot of insight into the reader's cognitive processes as they're engaging with the text.
So we're talking about something far more nuanced than just, measuring how many words per minute someone can read.
Absolutely. This is about looking at the nuances of the reading process itself. The wordometer can pick up on very subtle cues. These cues actually are correlated with things like comprehension and focus.
Interesting.
So, for instance, when someone is struggling to comprehend a passage, they tend to make more what are called regressions. These are moments when your eyes actually jump back to reread portions of the text that you've already covered.
Mm.
The wordometer is able to detect these patterns of regressions, and those can actually indicate potential comprehension difficulties.
So we're really talking about utilizing technology here, not to just quantify how much people are reading, but to actually understand how they are engaging with that text on a much deeper cognitive level.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so compelling about this research. It moves beyond mere measurement, and it really starts to explore how we can use those measurements to develop very specific, very targeted interventions that might actually improve reading comprehension, that might improve a person's overall reading efficacy.
Okay. Interventions. Now you've got my attention. What exactly do those interventions entail?
Well, think of them almost as sort of gentle nudges or prompts that are delivered by the device itself.
Okay.
And they are determined in real time based on an analysis of your unique reading data.
these nudges that you're describing, these prompts, can you give us some concrete examples of what these might actually look like in practice?
Certainly. The paper outlines three primary areas where these interventions could be quite beneficial. And the first of those deals with reading fatigue. I think we can all relate to that, especially anyone who spends any significant amount of time reading. The Wordometer, by analyzing a reader's blinking patterns, can actually detect when a reader is becoming fatigued.
It's really remarkable to think that these very subtle physiological cues, such as blinking, can reveal so much.
It is. And think about how we typically approach this. We just power through it, right?
Yeah.
Until we hit that wall of exhaustion. But in this case, the Wordometer, upon detecting these fatigue patterns, could actually advise the reader to take a break. It might, for example, recommend that the reader simply step away from the text for a few moments, maybe go outside, get some fresh air, or even just focus on a distant object for a bit to reduce eye strain. You know, all of these things that can be helpful.
It's fascinating. It's almost as if this technology could act as a sort of reading coach in a way. It's prompting us, encouraging us to develop healthier, more sustainable reading habits. So what about this second intervention area?
The second one focuses on actually enhancing comprehension directly. And the way it does this is the system can be programmed to encourage readers to pause at very strategic points in the text. And these pauses are designed to allow them to reflect on what they've just read.
So rather than just passively absorbing the words, we're being prompted to really actively engage with the material.
Yes. And to be fair, this idea, it's not entirely new. It aligns with what we know from cognitive science. The idea that if you take these moments to pause, to summarize what you've read, to question what you've read, to try to connect the new ideas to things you already know, this demonstrably improves both your understanding and your ability to recall that information later on. What's new here is the ability to potentially automate that prompting, to have a device that's almost keeping pace with your comprehension and suggesting those moments.
It's really incredible to think about how technology can be used to help us interact with text in such a, well, I guess, mindful way. So what about that final intervention you mentioned?
This last one addresses regressions, which we touched on earlier. Remember, those are those moments when our eyes actually backtrack to reread something, a word or phrase. Now, regressions in and of themselves are not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes they can be quite helpful. They can indicate that the reader is really slowing down, really grappling with the material, actively trying to make sense of it. However, excessive regressions, they can definitely become a bit of a speed bump. They can hinder reading fluency. And this intervention works very simply by simply making the reader aware of when they're making these regressions. How frequently are their eyes darting back? And the idea here is not to eliminate regressions altogether, but simply to bring them into conscious awareness so that the reader can perhaps begin to develop more efficient reading strategies over time.
So it's about illuminating these habits that we often aren't even conscious of. And through that illumination, empowering us to become more aware, more in control of our own reading processes.
Precisely. And I think it's really important to emphasize, the researchers stress this throughout the paper, the goal here isn't to dictate a particular reading speed. It's not about speed reading necessarily. It's really about providing insight, encouraging self-awareness, but always, always keeping the focus on comprehension.
This has been a really illuminating look at how technology might be able to transform how we engage with the written word. And as we wrap up our deep dive into this research, I think it would be interesting for all of us, for our listeners as well, to consider this question. If you could personalize your reading experience based on your own reading patterns, on your own unique data, what is the one change that you would value most? We'll leave you with that thought-provoking question to ponder. Until next time.